The Kentucky Derby is coming up on May 4th this year, and as always, it'll be a spectacle of speed, strategy, and stunning hats. On this episode, Nathan and I are going to explore the intricacies of horse racing and intertwine that with the journey to craft a winning retirement plan right here on The Financial Answer with Nathan O'Brien. Grab your saddle. Here we go.
Life is full of questions. It's full of twists, turns, and complex issues to try to figure out. You need answers. Welcome to The Financial Answer with Nathan O'Brien.
Hit it.
You'll hear us discuss the pitfalls and common investing mistakes we see people make and encourage you to think about solutions to some of the problems and question marks you might face in your own financial life. So let's get to the show.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. Nathan and I here to talk investing, finance, and retirement. And giddy up, y'all, we're going to talk about horse racing.
That's right.
What's going on, brother?
Oh, it's going good. Going good, getting close to the Triple Crown race here,
all
I guess,
stuff,
the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, the potential for that. I've actually never been to the Derby. I've been to Keeneland.
Okay.
I've been to some horse races there in Keeneland. We actually had a conference there last year around that area, and Tanya and I went, and first time ever we threw a 20 down on a race, I think, and turned it into $40, which was awesome. So
nice.
I never gamble because I'm terrible at that, but it was a great, super fun experience, just exciting, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We had
so
a good time.
So would you go to the big one? Would you go to the horse race?
I think I would.
Derby?
Yeah, I think I would. I mean, I'm not a big. I'm definitely not a gambler.
You know, I
like.
Well, it's a spectacle though. It's
that's
not just
right.
The gambling, right?
It's fun with friends. You know, I would say it's a fun thing to go to with, of course, with your spouse, with friends, whatever, with that.
That's right.
It's fun to hang out, and the atmosphere is amazing. And honestly, the more you dress up funky, the more compliments you get. It's crazy. So, I mean, you can, you know, Tanya and I were dressed up pretty crazy on some things.
Nice.
And just, we did that, and people were just coming up to her and me and just saying, oh, I love y'all's outfits and all this stuff. And it was a lot of fun.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Well, if you go to the Derby, I mean, like, you got to do the big hat for Tanya, right?
Yes, definitely.
I mean, sometimes
everybody's got the
It's hilarious. It's like, how do you see anything with all these giant hats if someone's in front of you? But
that's right.
Well, let's see if we can do some analogies here between horse racing and financial strategy.
Sounds good.
We always try to find something funky and fun and interesting to do here on the podcast. So, you know, you got to train, whether you're a horse racing fan or not, and whatever your stance is, you know, just kind of think about these concepts. You don't have to know much about it for us to just walk this, through this analogy. But, you know, just like anything, right? You're training for something. So horse races, race horses, excuse
horses
me.
They go
through serious, you know.
And the jockeys,
physical training, right? And, you know, so just it's not just the physical demands, right? But, I mean, there's the mental, there's nutrition, right? There's rest and, you know, all that good kind of stuff. You got those temperamental horses where they get along sometimes with some horses and not with others, right?
That's right.
So
that's right,
same kind of thing, I think, financially, right? You got to you still got to train for the big day.
It's a lot of preparation. You know, that's really same thing, you know, for the race. There's a lot of prep work going into that. There's a lot of that with retirement planning, too. You know, investors really need to educate themselves about financial stuff, you know, and make sure that they understand all the ins and outs of what do they need to do for Medicare? What do they need to do about income during retirement? How's the most efficient way for them to do that? All kinds of different things to check into and figure out for you. It's not, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all deal. You know, some people want to take a little more risk. You know, is Bitcoin a good option? Or things like that. You know, there's all kinds of options out there and just things that you need to consider when it comes to retirement planning. And educating yourself is the number one, I think, the most important thing that you can do to make sure that yours is successful.
Yeah. You got to have that strategy. You got to do some training. Your big retirement day is coming, right? So you certainly got to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, if you think about the horse racing stuff, it does take a team, right? When they get to the winner's circle, right? They got a whole bunch of people there, usually the owner, multiple trainers, right?
Yes.
The people who like the horse likes best, you know, that kind of thing, right?
That's true.
What do they call them? Those people that work on their feet. What is that thing called?
What is that? Farriers.
Farrier. Yeah, I was going to say it's not horseshoe. That's it.
That's right.
Farriers. Yeah.
That's right.
So it's a bunch of people, right? Well, you got to have a financial team too.
Yeah. So absolutely, it takes a team. I mean, it's so important to make sure that your CPA, your estate planning attorney, your insurance agent, even all of these people are part of this success plan, you know, so you need to be on the same page with all of those. A lot of times your financial advisor is the one that coordinates all of those, maybe meetings, maybe you meet together with all of those people,
right.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just something that that you actually end up just, you know, kind of quarterbacking or whatever as the advisor and making sure that that's working. But, you know, all of those individuals in your life need to be aware of what your plan is for retirement. Those are important people. And so making sure that that team understands what your goals are is crucial.
Yeah, great point for sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you got to have that quarterback, right? You got to have that head trainer, or if you will, I guess if we're going to stick with the horse analogy. You know,
that's right.
And thinking about these horses, Nathan, I mean, these are, especially these big time, you know, the kind that go to the derbies and, you know, the Kentucky Derby and the Beaumont and all that stuff. Belmont, I think is what it is, Belmont. You know, so these things are expensive, these horses.
Absolutely.
And they take out all kinds of insurance policies on
them
for just tons of stuff, right? I mean, there's health and mortality on the horse.
Right.
There's loss of use in case the horse can't run or it gets sick. Even liability insurance in case it injures somebody, right?
That's right.
Kicks somebody or whatever the case is. Yeah. Well, you know, insurance is an interesting conversation when it comes to financial planning.
It is.
You get people all over the map on insurance or insurance products.
Right. And, you know, people sometimes can feel like they're insurance poor because they have so much insurance. I think it's important to just understand, use it for its purpose, for its intention. Transfer the risk in some areas if you want to. Maybe you need to insure your life and make sure that if something happens early on, maybe you haven't quite saved as much as you want to, so you need to insure your life in that case. There's tons of great products for that. You know, long-term care insurance, good thing to insure against, but it's not that you necessarily need insurance.
Mm-hmm.
What does your plan call for? What are you trying to accomplish? Do you need to cover the risk in these things? If you do, then consider it. If not, then don't worry about it. Don't feel like you have to buy insurance. It's not something that everybody has to have for life insurance or long-term care or whatever. You know, you don't even have to have home insurance, you know? So it's just, are you willing to take the risk of not having it is what it comes down to.
So, gotcha.
Good things to consider.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I was thinking about something. So you said you placed a little bet, not a big gambling person.
Right.
But you said you did place a little bet there and you put down what, $20?
Yeah.
And you won what?
Nothing.
Okay.
Like 40.
Oh, $40. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, it wasn't complicated, though, was it, to place the
bet? No, not at all.
Yeah,
not
nothing earth-shattering about it, right?
Right.
To do it. But, you know, you could certainly go with the greater odds. You know, the horse, it's the odds-on favorite, right? You get that lower payoff, right?
Yeah,
you can go with, you know, mama's little knucklehead, like it's got some weird name. They all got these crazy names, right?
There's so many different types of bets that you can place on horses. I didn't realize that, but there's
you get a place, you got the show, you got
There's hundreds of different types that you can actually do, and all of them change the odds on what you win you know, or the payout on what you win, all those different
and
things.
The longer so the odds, the bigger the payoff. But lessons from betting here, the financial equivalent, I mean, kind of pulls the same, right? You can certainly maybe go for some things that, you know, supposedly have bigger reward, but you also take that bigger risk.
No, that's so true. I mean, you know, a lot of times people place a major bet at retirement. We were talking just a minute ago about maybe you don't have enough saved. Well, people place a major bet and go really, really aggressive in their portfolio the last 1 or 2 years. And sometimes that doesn't pay off. You know, you don't know. That's a huge risk to take. So understanding that balance there of risk and reward is crucial with that in retirement. Diversification, super important. Understand all of those things. Again, that kind of leads back to what we talked at the beginning about with education, just making sure that you understand what the risks are, what the rewards are with this. It's not a guarantee with the market. You know, there is risk. It's called risk for a reason. It's not that it pays off every time. So that's not how this markets work at all that. So be careful with that. And remember that, you know, more than likely it's not going to change your life if you make 20% a year, but if you lose 40%, wow, that can be devastating. So you got to be careful.
Using your 20 and 40 bucks that you did. Yeah. Right? That's a good analogy, right?
That's right.
20% is going to suck, right? Yeah. Nobody likes it, but 40% could change your life.
That's right. It can. It can ruin your retirement plan quickly.
Yeah, great point, man. You know, the hats are hilarious, right? So to your point, nearly as fancy probably as the Kentucky Derby. But
no, I mean, there were some that were really fancy, you know, and, you know, a lot of people were dressed up. It was really neat. I mean, it was neat to see.
Nice.
But definitely, you know, that is a part of going to the Derby.
No, it's part of the experience, yeah.
Yeah, right. And, you know, it's not the key to this when it comes to the Derby and the comparison here you know, everybody's hat is different. Everybody's suit is different. And that's what makes you stand out in the crowd. Same thing with the retirement plan. It's all different.
An individual plan.
It's your choices. It's your goals. It's what you're trying to accomplish for that. So it's all about your personal choices and what you're trying to do. And it's so crucial to remember that. So many people get hung up on, you know, so-and-so at work's doing this. That's what I want to try to do. Well, maybe, but maybe not. You know, maybe you don't like golfing. Maybe you don't like to whatever.
Right.
You know, all these different things that people consider or think about when they picture retirement. Maybe that's not for you. So figure it out for yourself and then plan for that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we can kind of summarize this down here. So the Racing the Triple Crown, it's the Derby, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes, right?
Each
track presents its own challenges, varying distances, track conditions, blah, blah, blah. The diversity, you know, is very difficult for horses to win all three. As a matter of fact, I'll just tie these two things together. The rarity of Triple Crown winners is only 13 horses since 1875.
Yeah.
And only two have done it in the last 45 years, right? So the diversity of the tracks and the whole situation makes it tough for one, you know, kind of, you know, magic bullet, silver bullet to do it all,
right?
In this case. Right. Well, you can see where we're going to go with this, right?
Yeah.
So similarly, your retirement probably consists of multiple stages of things.
That's right.
And it's not one thing that's going to make maybe taxes break it, but it's not one thing that's going to make the whole thing work, right?
That's right. No, that's right. I mean, there are different stages and it's important to understand, you know, when you're early on in your career, it's, you know, it's really not about income. At that point, it's about saving and investing and maybe being more aggressive. Maybe that's what you can handle and what you're trying to accomplish there. Mid-career, it's about more than likely dumping as much in there as you possibly can, because that's a lot of times when your highest earning years are. Retirement, all these different stages.
Pre-retirement is probably debt reduction for sure.
It is, it is. That's usually it. And then as you transition to retirement, it's definitely about the withdrawal stage or income. You know, how are you going to do that? All the different things. All of those stages require different types of investing, more than likely, different goals, different even products potentially that you're trying to use to meet those goals. And so not necessarily, it doesn't have to be that, but a lot of times it can be that depending on what you're trying to accomplish. So don't compare your plan with the person that's sitting at the lunch table with you, because they may be 10 years older or younger than you and they're just doing something different. They may be in a different stage. And so just be careful with how you do things. Be careful with what you're trying to accomplish, because your plan is yours. It's not anybody else's, and you got to make sure you're educated to get the success that you want.
Yeah, and fortunately, you know, retirement success is not as rare as a Triple Crown winner. So it's not going to be 13. You know, it's going to be 13 people out of every 1,000 or 10,000 that come through the door. So with proper foresight, planning, and some adaptability, right, we can overcome this stuff. But you got to get on. Well, you got to get on the horse. You got to get on the horse and ride, right? So, you know, again, as always, folks, thanks for hanging out with us. If you got some questions and need some help, before you take any action, you should always talk with a qualified professional like Nathan. He is a registered investment advisor and a chartered retirement planning counselor. Make sure that you're doing your due diligence as well, right? So before you place a bet on something, you could wing it, but I think most of the time people do a little bit of research. And, you know, I think the same thing goes to a lot of walks of life. You don't just typically wing it, and you don't want to wing retirement. So have a conversation, get on the calendar, reach out to me if you need some help. TheFinancialAnswer.com is where you can find all the tools, tips, and resources. thefinancialanswer.com. Hit the subscribe button on Apple or Spotify or YouTube platform. I think since Google's merged everything now. So
they have.
Yeah. So you can find it all there. We appreciate it. Nathan, thanks for hanging out, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you, bud.
I appreciate your time. And let me know next time you guys go to the horse. Matter of fact, you got to send me a picture of this outfit you wore.
You need to do it. I'll send that to you. Yeah, you need to do that. It's fun. Come over and do that. That's not a far drive from our house. We can go up and enjoy that.
Go check that out. All right, folks. Well, have yourself a great day. We'll see you next time here on The Financial Answer.
O'Brien and Associates is a registered advisory firm in Tennessee. This show is intended for information and educational purposes only. Consult with a qualified advisor before taking any action.